our station.
Scarpia sits down at the writing desk and writes his passports. But he wants to betray Tosca because he has given the secret order that Cavaradossi should be shot in the morning. He tells Tosca that Cavaradossi has to go through the action of being shot, but he assures her that the guns of the soldiers will not be loaded, which is not true, but Miss Tosca doesn't know. Tosca waits for this passport and feels very faint in the thought that she has to succumb to the evil and deeply repulsive Scarpia. So she goes over to the table, and in the moment when she wants to take a glass of water and drink it because she feels fainting, she sees the knife on this table. She takes the knife and hides it behind her back. And when Scarpia comes to embrace her, she kills. Now, it's the one thing to do to take away the passports, which she does, and she goes out. There's always this great effective scene when she, a devout Catholic, puts the candlesticks beside his head. When I sang it, I always felt this very unnatural and didn't like it very much. I cannot talk about Tosca without mentioning the great Tosca of Vienna, Marie Jeretza, who in the first time when I came 1916 to Vienna, and she was in her prime then, and she was a tremendously effective and great showwoman. And you know, this kind of theatrical talent which she had is so wonderful for Tosca, because the whole opera of Tosca is built on theatrical effects. She sang always the Vici d'Arte lying on the floor. And I had an argument the other day with somebody about this. And this artist said to me she finds it very unnatural that Scarpia would allow Tosca to lie on the floor, but because in spite of being a very evil and cruel man, he is too much a cavalier. He would not leave her there, and I don't agree at all, because I think that Scarpia enjoyed tremendously to have humiliated Tosca and to see Tosca so crushed at his feet that he would never help her up. That is certainly a matter of opinion. Jeretza later on became too, I would say, mechanized in her theatrical actions. It was always the same moment when the hairpins fell out and her hair fell down. It all became too much a coach show. But I have seen her in her youth, and she was really quite overwhelming. And now this is the second act. The last act, Cavaradossi says, "Good, we do the aria."
Well, we
hadn't planned
to, but we can if you want.
Oh, you sing that aria.
All right.
Yeah. Cavaradossi, who expects death, writes a letter of goodbye to his beloved Tosca. And he remembers all the happiness he has shared with her. And he says, now in this moment when he has to die, life has never seemed to him more tempting and more wonderful. In this moment, Tosca comes out and she brings him the passports to freedom. But Cavaradossi is very surprised. He says, Scarpia will let me free. Why? This is the first kind deed he would ever have done in his life. And now Tosca tells him how she has murdered him, tells him the whole story. And this, now he believes it. And she tells him also that he has to go through a kind of a comedy of being shot and not being shot. And they both are deeply believing that he will be free. And this is the last moment of great happiness. Because when the soldiers come, here we close with this last duet where they say how happy they will be in future. But then the end of the opera is very short. After that, the soldiers come, they shoot him, and they shoot him really. And Tosca, seeing that he is dead, that she is betrayed, escapes the people, the police who are coming, who have found in the meantime the body of Scarpia and want to take her, and she jumps down from the tower into death, saying, you will stand before God and you have to tell God what you have done. So Tosca will be Dorothy Sandlin and Cavaradossi Al Jensen. Let's start.
Bye.
repeated she came and embraced me. That was what stopped her. First, you spoke to the
Well, I know, I improved the words.
Oh.
I sang the same thing twice, and I shouldn't have. I didn't realize I was doing it until I...
Oh, I see, you're just not sleeping.
No, I just made a mistake.
What do you say
there? It was Hansa's Kiorama.
Yeah. What does that mean?
The steps, I heard the steps.
The steps are heard, and then she came, and she entered, and we embraced. And that's only once?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't have any idea that I think already she's already
done. No, 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 no. freeze. This is the first contempt. And you say, El Ultimo. We said, ah, yes, I have freed Rome.
Thank you. could that be the next half a chance? So that really brings the disease's head. Don't be afraid.
Oh,
from this place. That's visitable. Let's go away far. Let's stop.
Oh,
feeling that something terrible will happen to her. And she is the victim of this dreadful intrigue of Iago, the vicious enemy of her husband, the Doge of Venice, Othello. And she is alone with her servant and companion, preparing for the night, a night in which she fears that she may be killed. And she very absent-mindedly sings the old song of the willow tree. And in saying so, she has the feeling perhaps I will never see her again, and calls her back into a very affectionate embrace. And then she goes and says her prayer. And this is the scene which we will see. Sarah Bloom is Desdemona, and Emilia is Myung Soon Woo.
you are, the more effectiveness it is. Don't make only you show. Take my dress and take these sheets or whatever it is. That's the only move, yes. And then only old. Yes. What would you say? Yeah. I'm so very unhappy. That's the only way. But stand there, very proud. This is very good for you.
No, she is really, I mean, if one has known Sarah before, I think it is really impressive how she has started to be simple and to be natural. It's very good.
Thank you.
once, when I sang Faule Schatten Strauss, there is a part where there is the music, the long music, and I was on this side, and here was my husband. And no, I was not, yeah, and I had to show my scorn and my detestation, and at the same time, a kind of a twisted love for him. But the music was a very quiet one and really had only to do with him and not with me. And I really didn't know what to do with this scene. And I said to Strauss, now, Herr Doctor, what shall I do here in heaven's name? He said, why have you to do something? Stand there, have the courage to stand there and don't do anything and just think. And that will give the right expression. It's true. The more you do here, the less. Yeah. I gave you this part from that
Thank you.